In the morning, one is not allowed to involve himself in his interactions, business, or go on a trip till he daven Shmonesre. The Mishabru says even before Minchan Ma'ariv, it's already time for Minchan Ma'ariv, also one is not allowed to go on a trip. Even if the place he's going to also has Minyanim, but Mishabru says that the trip itself is considered being involved in his truck, his needs. According to this, if he's going on a trip for a mitzvah, that would be permitted. B'shas hadchat, that he's going to lose his trip, and he's going to cause him all kind of problems, then as far as Minchan and Ma'ariv, the Shlomo Zalman is a chiddush. If a person dafka wants to daven in Minchan Ktana, towards the end of the day, then we don't treat the fact that the Minchan Gdoila, the earlier time, came to Gia's mana. That's not the time that he's planning to daven. Other than this, also, v'loy lechel, before Shabbos, one is not allowed to eat. There's two psukim. It says, Oisi ishlafta acher gevecho. You threw me behind yourself. Hashem says, after you ate and drank, then you mekabel olmal shemayim. That's incredible. First we mekabel olmal shemayim, comes the world. And another pasuk that is used as a smach for this, Oisokhu al adam, before you daven for your life, blood, you shouldn't eat. Shabbos says, even to eat of Allah, even eating a little bit is also in such a case. Abu Mayim Mutter Lishtois Koydim Tvila Vim Bechoylim Bishamas Vyonta Vachem Oichel Mashim Lifur. One can't drink water before the davening, both on the weekday and on Shabbos. Mishabru comes out that if tea and coffee, if you have them straight, black tea and black coffee is permitted. But to put milk and sugar in it is also, it is not a better for milk and sugar. Today's some people are making with milk and sugar. They say that it used to be considered like a choshev drink with the milk and sugar. The simple way of using it was without the milk and sugar. Nowadays, they say people are just, that's the way to drink it, with a little milk and a little sugar. Once again, if a person can manage without it, it's better. If you can't, the Mishabrua is not happy with it, but there is this lima swus. The only real heter is if a person is not well or he's weak, and he knows without eating and drinking a certain amount before the tefillah, he will not have to be mechavim his tefillahs, then that's a hetzer. And Mishra says even so much to say Shema Yisrael beforehand, so that he'll be mechavim enough Shema before he eats. Now the pasuk is improper to be mechavim. Surely one should not drink tea together with a bunch of friends, because they get carried away with their conversation. It's not covered for the tefillah. Come later as a result of it. On Shabbos also, one is allowed to drink water before the meal. Since water is not chayiv in kiddush, you don't have to make kiddush before drinking the water. If the person is weak and he needs to eat before Shabbos, on Shabbos, so if he has to eat a meal, then the chayiv makes kiddush. Because even though normally before Shabbos is not a time of eating, but for this type of person it is. After Tfilas Musaf, one is not allowed to eat unless they make Kiddush. Siv Dala, at some of the Rav Eichu Chalchoyim, a person is very hungry or thirsty, then he also has a hetzer to drink. What's happening? Yish, b'chois, l'cham, d'ayt, l'spal. B'mla, b'mrotz, al yispal, ad sh'nechu l'ishta. A person like this, if he can strength, he has enough strength to daven without eating and drinking beforehand, then do so. If not, then he's allowed to eat and drink, so that he has strength.